G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016, previewing round 9 after what was a bit of a crash back to reality last week, but we have those ups and downs from week to week at times. You can't stay on top of the world forever.
I'd just like an up somewhere along the way.
An up would be nice.
We've got downs and bigger downs.
An up would be nice. But look, for what looked like it was going to be a diabolical week of football, we actually got a few pretty good games where it didn't look like we were going to get those sorts of results, yeah. So... what's good for the game is good for everybody, even though it costs us a bit of money from time to time. Yep. We can't be too disappointed.
Except for the Lions.
Well, yeah,
which turned into a terrible game and a loss.
They can beat it, the Lions. But I do hear tell that the 40,000 Richmond supporters at the MCG made it sound like 125,000 in there. Talking premierships already, the guys. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in what is the most amusing line I think I've ever seen in my life. But
no one loves an overreaction more than Tigers fans.
Lead us away, big fella.
All right, we kick things off on Friday night. We're at the MCG for Hawthorn and Sydney. Hawks laying about 2 goals. Total points line low 190s.
Probably face value. It does seem to me that the Hawks are probably a little bit lucky to be favourites in this game, but. Recent history.
The MCG thing.
MCG thing's got a bit to do with it. Personally, I'm just really gutted that the news has come through today that Jared Roughead's had a relapse with his melanoma, and
yep.
Obviously footballing future's not something that you would even contemplate at this point in time, but. Fingers crossed he can get back out on the track, or at least just get back to full health first and foremost. Much loved around the league and one of the true characters of the game, the big rough. So all the best to him. And obviously, if he does get back out on the ground, it'll do the Hawks premiership chances no dramas. Only bet I got close to in this game was the under, purely because Hawthorn just haven't been putting the numbers up this year that they have in recent times.
Mm.
They've gotten away from a couple of poor sides, but I do think that they will try and lock down a little bit more against Sydney and not play that real combative style. But again, you know, I think if you do look at the numbers, they've put some big numbers up against Sydney the last few times they played at the MCG. So Sydney going great guns, Buddy playing really well. I don't think we've got a logical matchup for him at the moment. So, yeah, pretty much everything's in play here for me, and I'll sit this one out comfortably.
Yeah, I was a bit the same, and that was before the news of Roughhead and what that might do to the Hawks this week.
If anything, it'll get them up and about. Yeah, they'll have something to get out there and play for.
I mean, the exposed form this year says Sydney. The head-to-head history and the MCG history says Hawks minus... all the trends over the last few years say unders in twilight and night games in winter, but they're 15-4 to the over this year. In a related story, I'm getting crushed. No, beat it. No bet for me.
Fair.
We move to Saturday afternoon, and we're back at the MCG for Collingwood and Geelong. Collingwood getting about 5.5 goals, total points line around the 190 mark.
Yeah, I like the Cats in this game. I mean, obviously the Pies did have a great comeback on the weekend, albeit against the Brisbane side that just didn't show up. For a team that's in the form that Collingwood have been in, regardless of what effort you bring to the table, it's just it's unheard of for a team to have the first 21 scoring shots in the game. Like, it just doesn't happen. It probably speaks more about Brisbane than it does about Collingwood.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though, obviously, yes. Collingwood have brought a bit more to the table this time around, but if you put the stencil of Collingwood's team up against the stencil of Geelong's team, then the teams are going to put on the paddock this week, that number should probably be double what it is, and I'm pretty comfortable to lay those points.
Well, you know, I'm the same. I'm Cats minus here. Geelong, well, they beat Adelaide notionally by 20-odd points. They beat them by about 2 goals, 14 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
In Adelaide, they beat West Coast by 40-odd. Both of those are far superior teams to Collingwood.
Absolutely.
I think this line's a mile short of where it needs to be, and I'm happy to step in Cats minus.
Bam.
Second of the Saturday afternoon games, and oh God, we're up at Metricon on the Gold Coast for whoever the Suns are rolling out this week, taking on Adelaide. Suns getting about 8 goals, which is damning enough given they're at home. Total points line, about 205.
Yeah, it is a monster, isn't it? I did see that. And there is a bit of a taste for that this week. I'm not sure if the bookies is finally starting to just hang a few out there, given the Avalanche is scoring. If there's 205 points scored, I think the Crows probably score 150 of them, to be honest, the way they're going at the moment. Ablett's under a cloud. There's a couple of other... Adam Saad has been very good for Gold Coast and given a bit of run and drive out of the back half. One of their few shining lights is out indefinitely with a hamstring injury as well, I believe. So they're just going from bad to worse. You'd like to think they have a some sort of retaliation in them, some sort of bite back. And 50 points at home.
It's a lot. There.
It's a lot of points when the Crows could just queue in the rack sort of set up very early. So probably not worth getting into. But if you had to have a bet here, you'd be laying the points. But
yeah.
It's just a few too many.
Yeah, it's a no bet for me. Interestingly, Crows have won the last 8 head-to-head by an average of 53 points. Well, and the average total is pretty much bang on 200.
Well, there you go. So
there's no way
bookies have done about the same 5-minute analysis that we've done and said, this is what's happened in the past, that'll do.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend any more of my time on this.
And let's be honest, no one wants to take the plus or the under in this game and just watch the Suns turn it up and leak 10 goals a quarter, which they're entirely capable of doing.
Absolutely.
Easy walk away there. Saturday twilight, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and West Coast. Port getting near enough 4-goal start. Total points line, low 190s.
I actually like Port in this game, and I understand that they lost to Carlton last week, but hear me out on the rationale for this.
They're at home.
They're at home.
West Coast
aren't.
Makes them
a significant and better team. West Coast this year, they are averaging 128 points for at home, and they're averaging 60 points for on the road. That is absolutely amazing that they can be so hot and cold, venue specific.
Masked slightly by the fact they've drawn 3 good sides on the road, but nonetheless, they are infinitely inferior on the road. It's the 5-goal rule that you have for Brisbane.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Porter, and I just think the combination of Port's increase in output at home, especially given the fact that they did lose to Carlton last week, they would have had their teeth kicked in this week. Robbie Gray comes back in, which is a massive in for them. He'll be the best clearance player on the paddock. I probably don't think Port can beat West Coast.
But four goals gives you a fair bit of space.
4 goals is a fair bit of space. And West Coast's inability to score on the road is just damning for me. They're your stereotypical flat track bullies. When it falls their way, they're very good. But as soon as it gets tough, they're nowhere to be found. And their forwards don't function unless they've got free-flowing ball coming in. And Carlisle back in for Port Adelaide to play on Kennedy's a massive in for them as well. So wouldn't surprise me if West Coast spanked them, to be honest. But I've got a bit of faith in Port Adelaide at home. I don't think they'll turn it up this week. And those figures were enough for me to get involved.
Yeah, it's a no bet here for me. I pushed down that same path of West Coast no good on the road, Port much better at home, countered by West Coast being flat track bullies and Port being not that great.
Yeah.
West Coast covered 17 of their last 20 as favourites of 3 goals or more, albeit most of those at home. There was enough. If I had to bet, I'd be with Port at the plus. But I don't have to bet, so I'm not going to.
Well, that makes me feel better, mate.
I did mark this game Port three goal underdogs rather than 3.5.
Well, there you go.
Saturday night, we're at the Docklands for North Melbourne and Carlton. North laying just shy of 5 goals. Total points line, mid-180s.
But the Blues are on a mighty run at the moment. 4 on the trot, which is absolutely incredible given that everyone had them possibly being below Essendon, if you can believe that, at the start of the season. Brendan Bolton's got the guys believing in themselves and believing in their... playing strong, structured football, and certainly believing in that. I think two of the real big keys in their structure this year have been Cruiser in the ruck and Casbold in the forward line, taking a lot of contested marks and giving them a target. Casbold out with a broken leg and Cruiser with a knee, I think, really hurts them.
Now's not the time to run out of cattle, is it, when you're running into an 8-0 side?
And that'll be 9-0, and I expect them to do it pretty comfortably this week. They didn't get out of second gear last week, North Melbourne, which was a trifle disappointing, but
that was pretty again, great the fourth quarter. Another 5 minutes, we could have made things very interesting.
The Blues will just struggle with the forward setup, as everyone else has. The Blues, as much as anyone this year, are struggling for key defenders. Wiedering may be back in this week. If he's out, then they could get done by 100. So, not that he makes that much difference, but he's their probably one actual real quality key defender. You're talking about an 18-year-old kid, that probably says a little bit more about Carlton than anything else. But look, I expect North to get this done pretty comfortably.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here. If I had to, it'd be North at the minus, but Carlton got a pretty good record the last couple of years covering, especially as underdogs of a decent size, and they're playing good, honest footy at the moment. Unlike a couple of sides that we've either gone past already or will be coming to shortly,
Exactly
where
right.
you just go, wow, even if they had 15 goals, I wouldn't feel terribly comfortable.
Yeah.
Carlton are an honest enough conveyance for me to let this one slide.
Who would have ever thought we'd say that in this day and age?
Straight off
Carlton,
the back of me winning.
honest
I only got
Carlton.
one winner last week, and it was fucking Carlton.
Honest,
Unbelievable.
honest Carlton. There you go, Jack
Honest,
Elliott.
honest,
Jack
honest,
Elliott will be spinning in his grave.
honest Brendan Bolton.
Yeah, fair, that's fair.
Saturday night, second of the Saturday night games. We're at Subiaco for Fremantle and Richmond. This is near enough a pick'em. Freo minus 1.5 at a couple of venues, and I'm assuming there's rain on the way because the total points line's about mid-150s and has not budged.
Well, I don't actually think there's rain on the way. I think these are just two really ordinary sides. This will be the first time in the history of gambling that a team that started the season 0-8 will be starting favourites, I would imagine. I cannot absolutely categorically confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that's never happened before. What an indictment on Richmond that is.
Yeah.
And yes, they were fantastic
Off beating
last
Sydney.
week. They, yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. If nothing else, off beating Sydney last week, finally showing a bit of starch. What, three goals down at three-quarter time, fought back, won the game, where the week before against Hawthorn, they just went missing and got 10 put on them. Could have easily done that again, but managed to find their way through and get that great victory. To then turn around to this sort of rubbish. Oh, look, this is it's a really, really crazy game of football.
I couldn't have less interest in betting in this one.
No, I couldn't have less interest in the game,
No.
to be honest. If I, oh, I might have to watch it. There's a chance
Yeah.
I may have to watch this game, but I won't enjoy it.
There'll be some fun to be had out of the result either way, because either Freo get rolled at home by a side that's going no good, or Richmond, having just beaten Sydney, hand up Freo's first win of the year. So there's enjoyment to be had in the result either way. You don't have to watch the game to establish the result, though, and I
Well,
won't be
I'm
watching
hoping that a Fremantle supporter punches a goal umpire or something like that, just to spice the game up a little bit. But that's all I can see getting anyone interested, to be honest.
There we go. Let's move on swiftly to Sunday
Please,
afternoon.
please.
We're at the MCG for Melbourne and Brisbane. The Demons laying about 5 goals. Total points line near enough 200.
Well, given the way Brisbane played last week, that 3-0 should have a 1 in front of it, I would imagine. I'm not going to bet this game because, again, the D's lost to Essendon, so let's just see. I might have a revisit of this one, and stay tuned to the comments on the Making the Nut site on Friday. Depending on what side Brisbane actually name,
They clean it out.
my understanding is that Lepich could drop up to 8 blokes this
Yeah.
week. So that means blokes that have been getting spanked in the kneeful
Yeah.
are going to be playing AFL
And the
football.
line might move commensurately then. You might not get 5 goals
You
if
might not
that's.
you might not get 5 goals, but if we're very shrewd and we have a look at it as soon as that team's
Yeah.
announced,
Have your bet pending, ready to roll, and as soon as
yeah,
about
that's right.
6:30
Just
Thursday night comes around.
lock it in, and then just confirm once that team comes through. But look, it's probably a no bet, to be honest. But Melbourne should win comfortably. Brisbane need to answer back,
Yep.
but just whether they've got the troops.
Yeah.
Rockliffe's still out, Beams out. It's hard to see where they get that lift from.
Yep. I priced this game and I had Melbourne favourites by a lot more than 5 goals. And then I looked up their record as favourites the last couple of years. Covered 1 of 8.
Well, there you go.
I won't be stepping in to see if they make it 2 out of 9.
No.
This is a pretty easy laydown for me. Second of the Sunday afternoon games. This will be a cracker of a game at Spotless Stadium in Sydney. GWS hosting the Western Bulldogs. Giants laying near enough 3 goals. Total points line low 190s.
Originally, I didn't have a bet in this game, but I've talked myself into it, and I'm going to lay these points for GWS. They are going that well at the moment. The Dogs, not injury-wise so much, but their woes continue.
Well, now with Boyd out. Yeah.
Backward of centre, Boyd's really given a lot of direction down there, and whilst he's not a linchpin from a key one-on-one defensive perspective, he definitely gives them a lot of voice and a lot of experience and really helps their structure. And GWS are just... they're just so good to watch at the moment. The way they run in numbers and they hunt in packs and they move the ball so pure, and they've got weapons all over the ground. Like they've got a kid, Tomlinson, who can't get a game, and this kid had 40... He's a key forward. He had 45 touches and 16 marks in the twos on the weekend, and he can't get a game. So
how did these jerks not cover against Melbourne in round one? They kick straight, they cover, the over gets up, and my record doesn't look nearly as bad.
Well, you're pretty vindictive, mate. Let's think about it. But
I've got to find something this year. It's just not going at the moment.
I mean, we do like the Dogs, and we love watching the way they play their football, and we probably underestimated them a couple of weeks ago, and that hurt us. And I think five of the last six or seven bets that I've gone backwards have been betting the Dogs one way or the other, but fuck them. It's going to sort itself out this week. Western Bulldogs, I'm sorry, boys. You're going to get paddled by the Giants. Polar opposites in terms of where they've come from, but very similar teams in terms of list profile. Go about their football the same. Both coaches are Clarkson prodigies. So there's not going to be much... there's not going to be many segues. There's not going to be many... what's the word I'm looking for? Nothing's going to be left field. They're going to know what they're up against, and it's going to be head-to-head and who's the best at it. And unless Liberatore has 29 tackles this week instead of the 19 he had last week, I think they're going to struggle through the middle of the ground.
Yeah, I ended up with no bet here. I mean, normally when you've got a pretty clear upper echelon of a half dozen teams and one of them bobs up as three-goal favourites, you're inclined to grab the points. You dig a little deeper on this, and as you say, Dogs' back line decimated against what would be full strength at the start of the season. They've got a poor record on the road as underdogs. GWS covered 6 of their last 7 as favourites at home. There's enough there on the back of all that that if I had to bet, I'd actually be leaning minus rather than the plus. But laying 3 goals against good sides is something I'm not terribly inclined to do. So this one's a walk away for me.
Pussy.
We get to the last game of the weekend, the Sunday Twilight game.
This is another incredible line. I can do your preamble, but this is unbelievable.
St Kilda Essendon and the Docklands, Sunday Twilight. St Kilda, I don't know whether people are paying attention to how they went against West Coast last week or the fact that the Bombers actually kicked a few after North. I don't know, they went home and they put out 22 members of the crowd or something for the last quarter. And somehow this one's come up 5.5 goals. Total points line low 180s.
And that's the incredulous thing about it for me.
Take out last week's games. Ignore the West Coast game and ignore the Essendon North Melbourne game.
I understand. If this was last week, then that line's probably double or near enough double.
Yep.
But the fact that St Kilda are starting... are giving away more head start than they actually scored total points last week. That's like on the back of the Freo favourites after not winning after 8 rounds and into this. It boggles the mind what's going on.
What it tells you is there's 4 or 5 absolutely horrific sides this year.
And we're just in that real shit period of the year where those teams happen to be playing each other every other week.
I was sketching out a ladder a while back.
I honestly think it's a smart play to lay these points. Mm. St Kilda are a so much better team than what they showed last week. And
you put the form line through the Melbourne game. Or the Hawthorn game. Yep.
They're a so much better team than what they threw out there last week. But look, the Dons are fighting hard up against it, and they're getting
I mean, a couple of respectable games. They're not getting the results, but the Geelong game was respectable. The Carlton game was respectable. Yeah,
they're not losing any respect.
The Melbourne game was respectable.
That's absolutely true. They're not losing any respect. But, yeah, I can't lay more points than a team scored total the week before.
I'm absolutely filthy. We've got Gold Coast in round one, then not this round. We could beat Gold Coast right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd jump favourites, and rightfully so.
Absolutely.
A shit of a draw. Yeah, no bet here for me. Yeah, this sort of bottom rung of teams is pissing me off already. I think Carlton are just about the 11th or 12th best side in the comp.
Legitimately, yeah. It's
really sad on many, many fronts. So a total of one for me this week, and I struggled to get that many. Cats
you
at the minus.
You are a fucking disgrace. Mate, have less respect for your money. Fire up. Fire up. The people out there, they listen to... They want your opinion. They don't listen to... They don't want to listen to the gibberish I spit out. They want to hear...
You're making money this year. I'm not.
Well, that's true. Listen
to
me.
What, when the totals trends actually start to come back, I didn't even contemplate a total this week. I'm that gun-shy at the moment about them going the wrong way. Normally, I'd have one line and about four totals at this time of year. One and none. Cats
all
minus
right.
for me.
I'll lay off you, big fella. I'll lay off you. So what did you have, sorry?
Cats minus.
I had that one. I had Port at the plus, North at the minus, and finishing it off with G-Dub at the minus on Sunday, Arvo.
There we are. Good luck and good punting, folks.
Get around it.